my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the field, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make it another day. So years have passed and all the kids have grown. They just took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed a tear, but my daddy's voice helped me through the years. Saying, Pat, I'm dependent on you, son.
I'm patching side of painting on you, son.
What a tearjerker.
And now, to explain SO Squelchers, here is, let's have a fanfare. Ladies and gentlemen, Purse Lanceable.
Yes, that's me, yes.
Well, Lance, you're doing the soundtrack for these Squelcher things for,
Yes, sir. And they're available in the garages when you buy 4 gallons of petrol. And the point of these Squelchers really is that you can read all about the extraordinary things that happened in football. For instance, a few years ago, a referee shot a man stone dead in the middle of the field, which was not nice at all. And the guy got shot in like an udder. He wasn't sent off, though. He was carried off.
He got shot in the udder?
He got shot in the udder, yes. And he felt a right fool for that. And then there were all sorts of other things, like, for instance, a referee has actually scored a goal. A ball was centred in the centre of the field, hit the referee's head and went into the goal, and by the rules of football, that is a goal. Much to the annoyance of the opposing team, who unfortunately were Chelsea.
So, to read all these exciting facts, one goes into an SO station.
You buy 4 gallons of petrol, and suddenly, squelch, you get.
And you get a little plastic folder.
Yes, you get, it tells you a little bit about one of these things, and then you get another more 4 gallons of petrol, and you get more, and you get a collection of them. Very nice. Very nice. Also, a very good way of getting petrol and learning about football all at the same time, especially when you're a tennis fan.
This is a new Jimmy Campbell LP, folks, which is out at this very moment and contains such gems as...
Could have made it easily, why I didn't, well, I really don't know. It could be I loved her, knowing that it wouldn't last. She told me I was different from that she wanted to understand. By the time I'd made my mind up, she was leaving on a midnight express.
Oh! There you are, Bern. A nice hot cup of something. thing.
Cool, that'll go down with a squelch, cheater.
You feeling all right, man?
Yeah, I've been listening to Kenny Over and he keeps on squelching.
Well, perhaps he's had too much to eat.
No, he says you can do it next Thursday at the SO Action Station.
Woo!
And there's a sign up that says squelch here.
Do you want to do it, man?
Yeah, but he says I've got to do it with a football fan.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I love football before we got married.
I didn't know that, Edith. What position did you play?
Yes, friends. Know your facts and squelch all arguments about football. Remember, next Thursday is Squelch Day.
For all you classical Schweinhans, here is the Württemberg Chamber Orchestra of Heilbronn, conducted by Jörg Sauber. Just thought I'd chuck that in for a good measure.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
What is it, you crumpled heap?
How dare you?
Well,
I was just about to make a comment.
Yes.
About the fact that you haven't played any Harry Nilsson in ages.
Very well, I will.
Good.
I said goodbye to me. I looked in the mirror, then I began to cry. Changing the name of your favorite song. Step out.
just love that man. In a colloquial.
Colloquial sort of way.
Shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring your attention to the greatest voice in the world. Yes, Lord Buckley, who I've just discovered on an album called The Best of Lord Buckley, and he's got the greatest voice to listen.
Wait a minute, Davies. Tell you what I'm going to do. I ain't going to take 2, 4, 6, 8, you cats. But I'm going to take 12, you studs, and straighten you all at the same time. You cats look like you're pretty hip boys. You buddy with me. So the Naz and his buddies was goofing off down the boulevard one day, and they run into a little cat with a bent frame.
Yes, that was the man with the deepest voice in history, Lord Buckley from the United States of America.
Well, kids, that's all from the Esso Show for today. But stand by for further information on... Didn't have time to finish my sentence, did I, before they started singing? Well,
I like to have my own time.
I'm afraid I'm just going to have to take the record off. Excuse me. What do you think of that, Radio Luxembourg? And this is Kenny Everett saying goodnight on behalf of SO and their show, and this is Mr. Kite. For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there'll be a show tonight on Trampoline. Oh, la la ma di la la ba da ba da ba da la ma da dee dee la 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 la.
Meters on the medium wave, and this is Radio Luxembourg, and it's time for pop news.
Hey, where do top people get the energy to keep them in the news? They get it from milk, full of nourishment to help keep them on top. So, pick up a pinter, stay in tune.
And here is tonight's pop news. Glenn Campbell, Engelbert Humperdinck, Petula Clark, and Bob Hope are amongst the artists who will be appearing in the Royal Gala Cabaret at London's Talk of the Town, which will be held on the 18th of November. Astronaut Neil Armstrong will be amongst the crowd who will be watching this mammoth show. The Beatles are not reforming. The rumor that has been circulating after an interview with George Harrison has been discounted by Apple. George was reported to have said they might reform, but with a new bass player. Fleetwood Mac have canceled their European tour, at least for the time being. The group's manager has been worried by reports of rioting and uproar surrounding the Rolling Stones tour. Several new British dates have been announced. The group will play in Newcastle, Margate, Dagenham, Liverpool, Yardley, Exeter, Leeds, and Boston. Mungo Jerry will not release another single this year. The group's record producer has said that although they have recorded several tracks in New York, nothing suitable has yet been found. Meanwhile, Mungo Jerry continue their highly successful tour of the States. And finally, in pop news, beginning next week on 208, a great new competition. The prize? A fabulous weekend for two in the Grand Duchy. All you have to do is to pick the best overall entry and the best British entry in this year's Grand Prix. The songs from five different nations can be heard on Monday, or from Monday, on Radio Luxembourg. And that brings us to a close of Pop News for tonight. Pop News was compiled by the 208 Pop News Desk.
After all that hot news, let's cool it right down with a long, white, refreshing pinter. Pick up a pinter. Stay on top.
Dialing 208 meters in the medium wave, then this is Radio Luxembourg.